And I now call the New Deal Samurai to summate on Amendment 2.
Thank you. It's a great pleasure to summate Amendment 2, which was moved by my colleague, Councillor Adele Morris. Adele and I, as Inner London councillors, know full well and agree fully with Gerry that housing is a mess. Adele set out some specific problems which we have in London. Income thresholds, which just don't add up, and affordable rents, which just aren't affordable. And Adele also set out the importance of using public sector land for social housing specifically. Our wonderful mayoral candidate, Caroline Pidgeon, and huge congratulations to Caroline. We're delighted in London to be campaigning for you over the next few months. And the reason we are delighted is because this isn't something that you've just mentioned. You've understood and illustrated for us today the scale of the issue in London, and interestingly, the problems for businesses as well as for families. And it's a great pleasure to hear and going to be campaigning for your plan for a housing precept to double investment in housing in London. The amendments add to a motion which is also very relevant to us in London, particularly that point about buy to leave investments, although we also heard from Julie that it's a huge problem in Northumberland as well. It is heartbreaking to watch developments spring up all over Southwark to be sold in Singapore. To live on the Dickens estate and see homes being built around you that you will never ever be able to afford because the developers have stitched some viability assessment that's meaningless to anybody else. A number of speakers today, including Andrew and Sue and Duncan from Priced Out, which is a great organisation, Duncan, but a number of speakers mentioned the NIMBY problem, how we make sure that those soft voices Sue referred to, the soft voices which need housing, are heard. It sort of touches on Gwyneth's point about what is our housing USP. Well, surely it must be about these issues being community-led, done with local residents, not to them. In Southwark, our Labour Council spends all its time with developers. The town hall is a merry-go-round of developers coming in, who then, at the end of the day, present a planning application to the community, often with very little affordable housing, and wonder why people object. It's a classic Labour make decisions and then think about consulting. It would be far better if it was genuinely resident-led, if the council talked to residents before developers. People actually are willing to consider taller towers, but only if it means they're genuinely getting affordable homes for their children and their grandchildren. It cannot be a top-down, developer-led process, and we as Liberal Democrats should know that better than most. I was very lucky. I grew up in London on the same estate as my grandma. It's so important that families should be able to live near one another, not priced out of the places where they've grown up. We have to do everything in this motion, in all the amendments, and even more, to ensure that every individual has something which you have to have to be free, a home.